argument that a regulation on speech was necessary for the preservation of the U.S., particularly during wartime, was used and justified by this notion that it was necessary for the preservation. So one person burning a flag or one person speaking out against a war should be prosecuted, even though we have these principles that are contained in the Constitution about free speech. We can maybe see torture in a similar light. It's not a perfect fit, in that although there could be justifications, as some have used, that a single incident of torture that extracts a particular form of information from someone being interrogated, that somehow that's useful for the preservation of society or the civilization, is not necessary, that we need to attack that necessity and say that torture can never be used under any circumstances, rather than saying our morals are better than your morals in terms of our ability to weigh the value of the life of someone who's being tortured and the value of, quote, lives saved by the information extracted from using a torture technique. Second set of remarks is just to supplement the regime that you proposed. And I think that one of the big struggles here is to recognize that the legislation, any forward-looking legislation, would govern contractors from here on out. So I agree with you. I think that it's going to be extremely difficult to phase out the use of private contractors when that's a more